Yes, good morning, good morning. Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop. It's the right time to thank Matthias Angala with the Twilight. Now is the time that we dive into global affairs, economic conversation, either is continental, regional, indeed domestic affairs. How do we fix our economy? How do we make sure that everybody is a participant in national developmental priorities? And also, what are those things that we need to discuss? What are the things that we are running away from, particularly when it's coming to critical discussions? Where can we start and how things need to be done moving forward? So it's the 10th of November. It's the 10th of November. That is 2025. It's a beautiful Monday of November. And remember, we have a few weeks before December, before we call it the end of the year. And it's quite very important also to look where we come from, how things have been, and the fact that you are awake, the fact that you know, you can listen to your number one favorite talk radio station in Namibia, that is Eagle FM. I think that is the right thing. And also the other thing that you need to look at is that you know, every match is not done until you know, the final whistle. That's why when you, for those of you who watch football, you were able to remember that most of the Champions League, most of the cups are won at extra time. That's why the fact that you are still in November, you can still do more. And they say it's not how you start, but how you bring it to the conclusion. It's how you finish. And let's look at it.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yeah, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. Like I indicated, is how you bring the game to the conclusion. It's not yet the time to accept defeat when it comes to achieving your goals in 2025. And it's also not yet the right time to celebrate, because everything is judged by how you bring them to the conclusion. Because you can be on extra time, but if you put those efforts, if you continue pushing, if you wake up now instead of in the next 10 minutes, if you start hitting the gym in the next 2 seconds, you can still achieve your goals, instead of saying, no man, we are already in November. I did not do as I have said. Maybe we can try next time. You can still fight until the 31st of December, and you can still continue picking yourself up, because when you're on extra time, you still have that courage to say is how you reach, you know, the end of the line. That's why it's always very important to wake up with gratitude and also be happy about things that you have, things that you have acquired, because what you have, somebody is dying to have those things. And do you think you are ungrateful, you are unlucky? You want to be like somebody else. But before we go to any economic conversation, so it's very important to start with, you know, personal growth, gratitude, and also looking at the future. And nobody, you should not allow anybody to ruin your happiness, particularly in the morning. Some people, they start arguing. They start the morning arguing. Some people, they start the morning jogging. Because when you move around, you see different people jogging. Different people are running, exercising their body. I'm asking myself, where are my people? Where are my people? What are they doing? And also to realize that, you know, when you are waking up, some people have already been awake 2 hours ago. And it means that you are a little bit already behind. So it's up to you to catch up. So what are we saying today? What do we have on the table today? What are we going to discuss about, particularly when it's coming to economic development? Let us start with Senegal, particularly the mission of International Monetary Fund, which, you know, was in Senegal to assess the situation and also to see how they can come up with a new borrowing plan, new lending mechanism. However, It was indicated that the International Monetary Fund mission to Senegal end without a new lending deal, but the talks are ongoing. So there was a mission, there was an envoy to Senegal, just from International Monetary Fund. International Monetary Fund is one of the international financial institutions which assist, you know, developing countries and also developed countries with development funds, loans, and also technical advice. And looking at the history of International Monetary Fund, there have been success stories and there has been criticism which are still going on, particularly when it comes to developing countries. Those who are complaining about percentage of borrowing not the same. Some are also complaining about dependency, to say, you have been helping me for the past 40 years or 50 years, but I'm still not able to manage my finance. I'm still not able to stand on my own. I'm still coming to you to beg for you to give me money. That's why when you look at pronunciation of some of the African leaders, such as William Ruto and many others, they are talking about, you know, reforming of international financial institutions, talking about revisiting of Bretton Woods institutions. That's why some are saying, let us move to the East. Let's see what BRICS has for us. Some are saying, as long as international institutions are not reformed, Africans continue to be dependent, and they will never be standing on their own, particularly when it's coming to financial management, when it's coming to lending, when it's coming to financial management, and also when it's coming to how they handle their funds, particularly in terms of development. However, when you look at this news, it stated that the mission chief, that is Edward Gemayel, indicated that there is still ongoing talks, especially when it comes to Senegal, because Senegal wants, to resolve the challenges that they have, because they have debts. And it is stated that the current administration of Senegal realized that when they get into power, there were some hidden debts, unreported public debts, which is up to $11 billion. US dollars. And last year, International Monetary Fund froze $1.8 billion US dollar lending programs due to, you know, what was revealed as hidden debts. That's why they are trying to make sure that they bring these discussions on the table and also find a way on how International Monetary Fund should continue funding the development of Senegal. But you also need to look at, Senegal, the fund estimated that total public sector debt of Senegal is standing at 132% of the GDP, and this also including 4% in domestic expenditure. But one of the things that you need to look at is that for you to have a waiver, or for a country to be helped to clear its debts, there is need for an approval by International Monetary Fund Board. That's why after that approval, then there will be continuation, or there will be another deal which is going to be entered of funding, and those fundings should also be used by national developmental projects in Senegal. But the question that you're asking yourself is only that, for how long African countries are going to be like this? And also the other question that you need to ask is that, what is that is not done well? What is that is not done well? Because you were supposed to give me money. And when you give me money, money assists me to develop, and also money assists me to have standing businesses that can be able to compete globally and also become competitive. But it looks like African countries are moving in a circle. Like African countries are moving in a circle, particularly when it's coming to standing on their own. Although there is always this view from economists to say, there is no country without debts. There is no country without debts. But the question is that, who is controlling that? Who is in charge of that? Are you getting the funding and good financial advice? Is somebody who is giving me a loan really want me to be financially independent? Or do I need to make sure that I'm smart enough to that extent that when I get these funds, I use it wisely? I use it productively so that I can stand on my own. Because when you look at, for example, Malawi, Just if EU withdraw funding from Malawi, if US aid programs and also other international funding donors withdraw their aid from Malawi, there will be no survivor. For 1 week, there will be no survivor in terms of how things are being done, because they depend solely on fundings from outside to operate. Either is their national budget, either is to take care of their social welfare. That's why somebody was arguing also to say, when Professor Arthur Mutarika decided to also promote free education, where is the money going to come from if they already depend on their they depend on their donors? And also, when is it going to stand on its own? Because remember, when Professor Arthur Mutarika came back to power in Malawi, he promised you know, retaining or reviving the country's economy, and he indicated that he was going to look for more of foreign investment than also donor. But you're also asking to say, where are they? Where are things now? How are things going to be? And also, the question has always been, what lesson, you know, need to be learned from here? So yeah, while we are there, it's also quite important to look at countries such as Tanzania, to say what is happening in Tanzania, especially post elections, especially when it comes to post elections. It was stated that dozen of Tanzanian people, especially opposition leaders, face charges of high treason after a disputed elections. And when you look at this, it's indicated that the court filings released on Friday reveals that 76 suspects are accused of attempting to obstructing votes for purpose of intimidating authority in Dar es Salaam, and they are facing additional charges of criminal conspiracy. And dozens or hundreds of people, you know, are faced with treason. And when you look at the constitution of Tanzania, and when you look at Penal Code 39, you'll be able to indicate and understand that it says that any person who is being under allegiance of you know, United Republic of Tanzania, and drives war against the United Republic, this person shall be guilty of treason and shall be reliable on conviction to suffer death. And in simple terms, it's saying if all these people are found guilty, the penalty for treason in Tanzania and many other countries is death. And remember, that opposition leaders, and also you look on international TVs, can also be able to see that most of these people, these are young people, especially so are charged with treason. You are just asking yourself to say, why, what is really distracting us as Africans to focus on our main important priorities, such as national development, or such as continental development, while we continue fighting each other? And remember that the end of the election, which were conducted at the end of October, which have seen the president of Tanzania, Samia Suluhu Hassan, securing 97% of the vote, according to official tally. And you'll be able also to see that there have been dispute in terms of the results of general elections. And you can also be able to read preliminary report by African Union Election Observer Mission that was headed by former president of Botswana, that is Mokgweetsi Masisi. And when you look at that preliminary report of African Union Election Observers mission to Tanzania indicated that the elections are not within international standard. They are not complying with African Union rules and the regulation of conducting elections. There have been intimidation. There have been abduction. There have been also shots being fired and people being killed. And it stated that their main opposition leader, their main opposition party, Chadema, claimed that more than thousands of people were killed as security force cracked down demonstration in Tanzania. However, when you look at now, seems like things are back to normal, but prosecution, especially due to treason, is ongoing. And you are just asking yourself to say, what is the way forward? What is in for Africa when it comes to democracy, principles of democracy, and also the future of African development? To say, why are we distracted? Why are we fighting ourselves instead of fighting the main evil, which is inequality, which is poverty, which is lack of self-love, and which is also undermining of our own intellectual capacity, and also lack of supporting innovation and also sustainable development. So let us look at this news and move forward.
Tanzania has charged dozens of people with treason following unrest 2029 election. Tanzania has charged dozens of people with treason following unrest linked to the country's disputed October 29 election. Court filings released on Friday reveal that several.
Do you ever wonder why we have so many road rules? Like, don't jaywalk, don't drink and drive, don't drive with underinflated tires, and don't speed. It's because we don't want you to put your life at risk. Don't become a statistic. Don't become a headline. Be a responsible road user. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Yeah, we are continuing with early morning scoop. It's 30 minutes past the hour of 6. And let us continue with this news of Tanzania, especially when it comes to post-elections prosecutions, especially to those who were involved in demonstration. Stated that, hundreds are charged with treason in election fallout. And let us look at this news and come back to the main conversation.
Tanzania has charged dozens of people with treason following unrest linked to the country's disputed October 29 election. Court filings released on Friday reveal that 76 suspects are accused of attempting to obstruct the vote for the purpose of intimidating authorities in Dar es Salaam. They also face additional charges of criminal conspiracy. The charges come amid growing criticism of the election, which international observers say fell short of democratic standards. Opposition protests and clashes with security forces have rocked part of the country, raising widespread concern about human rights violations. The main opposition party, Chadema, claims that more than 1,000 people were killed as security forces cracked down on demonstrators, alleging that bodies were secretly disposed of to conceal the death toll. The government has denied these accusations. President Samia Suluhu Hassan secured over 97% of the vote, according to the official tally, after key opposition candidates were prevented from running.
Yeah, we are continuing with early morning scoop. We are moving with early morning scoop, and that is what's happening. That's what's happening that side of Tanzania, and coming to South Africa. Coming to South Africa, apart from ongoing Madlanga Commission, and also the ad hoc committee of parliament, particularly when it's coming to infiltration of criminal justice system, be able to say that there's a new development. And former Minister of Police Senzo Ntsunu last week was was advised to give his electronic devices, give his electronic devices to the authority. And you are just asking yourself to say, what will happen? Is it another move of authority to take him, or what is going on? And also on the other side, you stated that, you know, African National Congress has did not yet, or did not allow, you know, Minister Sesom Tsunu to step down, because remember, in the African National Congress, there is a new policy by the NEC, which stated that if somebody is you know, accused of any corrupt activities, he must step down. That is called step aside policy. That's why you'll be able to look at when you look at people like the former Secretary General of the African National Congress, Ace Magashule, able to realize that under the asbestos corruption, he and other NEC members were forced by that policy to step aside where investigation were ongoing. And also people such as veterans of Tony Angeni and others, they also became adhering to that policy of step aside, convicted or not convicted, step aside. But with ANC and Sesom Tsunu, still not yet, you know, at that point. So let us look at the caller, then we move forward. Yeah, you can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401-083-288-401. Then you can give your views, your opinion. As we are indicating, it's a talk show. It's a talk show. And it's a talk program. That's why we are interrogating matters. We allow you to give your views and also your contribution to the content. Good morning.
Yes, morning.
Yes, how are you?
Fine, yourself?
I'm well. How are things going?
I'm fine. You have a good topic here.
Okay.
Protectionism.
Yeah.
And these are some of the concepts we are not really touching much at academic level in school. They are very, very important when we talk about the economy. Without it, because you are not taking this proper, you are not touching this concept. You are going nowhere.
So, what is your view on it?
On my view, I want to people to understand it from, I thought, you know, like from native knowledge point of view. When you talk about protectionism, that would be concept and yaku to ananda kuri kaho when I had the ranyo point for another father.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Why? Because the mother has to protect the young.
Why they are growing?
So that the young can protect in the future. That's the basic. You must also see it from our daily life. Like, umvaringe kwa promosa, we are all protecting the child. And we are not requesting a child anything. Because
it's a good analysis. You are not requesting anything yet.
No. When you are protecting a child, you are not doing it for anything. Because you just want the child to grow.
Until to the point that is no more a child, it's an adult who can support you also.
It's an adult and a person who can look after himself. Then he can look after
others.
Others, himself. And also the parents and something like that. That's the whole concept.
You even simplify it very well. Okay.
It's
independent.
Because that thing is independent now. You understand? That's why we are saying, when we are teaching this concept, can we first get the theoretical framework from native point of view so that our people could understand? Now, when you bring it at the academic level, because when I say protecting, because what are another worry or to protecting against what? Dangerous.
Yeah.
So that the thing can grow.
Against heavyweight. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. From yeah. the agriculture point of view, why yeah. you have to weed?
Mm-hmm.
If you are from agriculture, why you have to weed? You have to protect mm-hmm. the plant from the unwanted plant.
Mm-hmm.
That prevent these are simple things that we need first to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from an academic point of view,
yeah.
when you talk of protectionism, you need to understand, you must not see it in isolation. Take the concept of monopoly, then you compare and contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are protecting against the monopoly. Who yeah. are the monopoly?
Yeah.
Who are the monopoly? Because in a market, free market,
yeah,
it's all about monopoly. People want to monopolize the market so that yeah. the only one who can produce and sell.
And others are dying.
And others are dying.
Uh-huh.
Now,
yeah.
So now, when we are saying now, who are the monopoly now in this free market we are talking about? It's a multinational company and foreign direct investment. You understand?
I hear you. Mm.
So now, who are the in monopoly in our market now? You talk of the Chinese, you talk of the Indians. Then you talk of the Portuguese. These are the people who are the monopolies. They don't want Namibia to produce or to sell anything.
I think you got it right, because protectionism does not mean that they should not operate. They should operate within a certain standard where they allow others.
Friend,
more,
you
yeah.
must put a parameter.
Yeah.
You have to put a parameter.
Yeah.
Look, that's why at the end of the day,
yeah,
if you are not going to protect, then you first need to understand. For you to understand protectionism, you must first understand monopoly.
You see,
and when you are teaching children, you need education must be compared to contrast. Because we are not teaching compared to contrast education to see which one is good, which is wrong, and where are we going to draw the line there. So you must first teach protectionism from knowledge of native, and then now you compare and contrast. But monopoly, it's one thing.
Yeah. It's actually one thing which is killing a lot of smaller businesses indirectly, and a lot of people are not seeing this, to say you can only operate to a certain level, otherwise if you move to a different stage you are not going to win there, because somebody has everything and somebody has been even operational for 50 years, but look, somebody was supposed to protect you.
Did you know
yeah.
how the foreign direct investment do when they want to do monopoly thing? They swallow the small industry in the country.
I hear you.
Look at how the Chinese swallow. They wanted to swallow the window fabric machine. They want you to do that. Look at, that's why I said when we say protectionism, you must protect to such a thing. That thing is too big not to collapse. Now, why can't we not protect Shilongo leader to produce all the tools? Who chooses, and also government institution like a ministry or uniform.
Don't
want to produce. Because you have to protect him. Now, you don't have to compete with you. Now these guys, they are just acquiring
a
uniform and tenders from where? Ongaku, Doma, Botswana, from China, from America, from Canada. What is that?
Now
you have the Mofama here. Why cannot the Mofama produce?
And the many other local businesses who can do that.
Look, we are saying you must see the person who is too big not to collapse. That's how the mathematics work. Go in a book, why nation fail? It's clearly stated there. You must pick the winner and the pro, because it's not weak to collapse. You must pick the winner, the person who is already at that level. You protect until it's not too big to collapse, then you pull out later. So when you see how the, for instance, the Chinese work, is to say, look, they, when they do protectionism, they like, take for instance Hawaii. That's a private thing. But look at the model of protectionism of the state like that. They give every, sometimes they go there, even 80%, pumping everything.
Yeah.
But as the thing grows, they start to pull out, going up to 40, 30, like that. 40%, then the rest is there. But that money, because it's a business, the government is going also to recoup the money, but at the end of the day, what is that?
How do we enforce that? Do we need to lobby? Because I understand that there are few and not too tough mechanisms.
We just need the leader who understands the, in the country where the leadership crisis. The other time, when you're telling your leader to say, look, sometimes you have a lawmaker who was not even at the academic level. He doesn't understand the thing.
Mm-hmm.
He never read any book. If he never read any book, and you know, for history book, how do you want this person to understand, or economy, to understand economy?
Mm-hmm.
When you never even read any further books there. So, this here is not a matter of robbing. It's a matter of people who understand economy.
Mm-hmm.
And have read the concept. That's why I said we have this concept, but I was until I finished, my bachelor degree, the more polite than we, I never come across that concept.
You found it in the field, or you start learning yourself? But one thing also that we look at, because when you look at for example US is known to be the father of free market economy, but what they are doing now, they are protecting their economy too.
My friend, there's no free market. It's a free market within themselves. Other nations, there's no free market because they put proclamation there.
You can't.
Another concept also, which is, very important.
Mm-hmm.
You have taught that thing in the mathematics.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to trade, agreement and negotiation and tariff and what, always had that word reciprocal. To say, there must be always a reciprocal to say, look, what you are doing, because you are doing protection,
I'm doing it to you.
Yes, it's a reciprocal. But when I met that concept in mathematics, I never know. I came to meet it. Wait.
But you know. Okay. Continue.
I came to learn that concept at the international, economy.
Yeah.
International politics and economy is when I learned that.
Mm-hmm.
That's mathematics.
But even the mathematic teacher was just teaching us to pass, not really to say what is the meaning behind all these concepts.
No, from mathematics you understand that what you are doing there is what you are doing here.
What you're doing here, yeah.
But the concept does not only lie in mathematics, it's even in the religion is there.
Yeah.
Even in agriculture is there.
Yeah.
That's why when I give you the concept of like protectionism, did I not give you the issue of what? Of agriculture.
Yeah, you did. Definitely you did.
It's the same concept. Of protecting.
No.
That's why because it's a compare and contrast and also monopoly. Because you don't want the weed to monopolize the land.
Mm. You need to protect yourself.
You want they wanted the plants to monopolize, to have enough free and nutrients of the site.
Now, while we are already deep into the conversation, I want to ask to say, What is that need to be done to make sure that we make our priority clear, to make sure that we want what we do not have and what we cannot do? Because if we just take everything, even with what our people are producing, go to Omatara, look at the quality of clothes for example, which are being produced there. Go to any other shops where you see almost the same thing, but now this one is at a cheaper price because these guys have machines. How is Mehmet Omatara going to compete with somebody who has already been operational for 40 years?
You know, Lee,
let
me tell you, we beat those SME.
Yeah.
Then we also train people to do upholstery and tailor.
Yeah.
No, at the end of the day, and we give them those presses to operate. As a country now, who maybe tribes and finance there, all the who are involved, and also municipality, we never go back to the people to understand them again, to say, look, can you, if you have now been producing this thing, can you do it for 10 years? Why are you not growing?
It's a good question.
You know, that's why these elements in the Wanga book also, I know that was for Mandani, said, black are children who cannot grow. That concept, you see.
What is the name of the book? You say children who are not growing, what is it?
But you know, the guy, General James Max, he's been referred to one of the architects of the apartheid. And that guy, citizen subject, citizen subject, kind of. But I know that book was been written by Omen Mandani. That guy said, black are children who cannot grow. Don't mind the whether they are big or tall or whatever. Children who cannot grow. Because our people, we never see this concept properly in this way, and we interrogate them proper. What are they saying? Because, Nick, how can you be selling fat cake at the same spot for 40 years?
That's it. And you want to tell me that you are happy with that?
Because the person has no problem. Because you wanted to say, look, when you are a small businessman, it's a small case came. Municipality was supposed to register these people and always monitor them. What are they doing?
Yeah.
And how are they progressing? How need they to be set? Because if you are selling a fat cake, within 10 years you need to be on a bakery.
Yeah.
Now, you take all the women who are selling fat cake, all those, you monitor their progress, you train them, then you sponsor them to what? To own a bucket.
And you also asked to say, what are the products that you are using to make fat cakes coming from?
Yes.
Then you go straight there.
Now, imagine, on Tutalangi, so Omaapura, those veggies who stand up there, but one person can do it for 10 years. But when you ask, where is this veggies coming from?
He doesn't even know.
What is that? No, we have people who are producing even this small scale farmers in Namibia. This is what we need to do.
Connect them.
Because next time you can say, no, you no longer need to sell this one. Maybe can you give you a piece of land here so that you can cultivate also? Then you start.
Then you become a farmer and a producer at the same time.
At the same time. Because now you must have some people who are producing there. You are selling here. Or you go there, then you have somebody who's selling here.
You are just in a food chain that you do not even know.
Look, when we were in colonialism, if you see the level of protectionism which was put by the northern business people, by the leader of the time, my friend.
And that's why they grew, ne?
Now, where is they are now building in their business?
Now they are competing with international.
Swallowed.
No, I'm talking about there are those like the Indongo, them they are now standing.
Yeah. Don't go have to evolve with the time. Because you know when Hindongo, it's not himself who learning that thing. We know what Pupakari Rumbu, did you know?
Let's move.
If you have a business,
whereby
you are the manager, you are what was it? Toko Sagan and Sport Pena, Mono, Santana, and then in Chicago. You can mention them. When you are the manager, you are what, you are everything. That's why these black people, when you see that they are not smart, they want to own everything. That's why when they die or something, their business collapse. Why? Because he was everything. If you have been close to these black business people, no,
It will not happen. Not even the boss can come and do what they want.
That's the problem with the black people. Black
okay. I want your idea, especially regarding to those with authority. You can start at the local authority level. We can go until national government to say, at what level do we apply that aspect? At what level are we protecting our smaller businesses? Because I was looking, there's one guy from FNB who stated that, you know, although there are many registering businesses and also those who are opening accounts, he stated that, it's Mr. De Jong, he stated that, you know, in 3 months, 60% of these accounts are going to close down. And you're asking yourself why?
Let me tell you one thing before we dive into that thing.
Mm.
If you know that the BIPA, they are always registering business, then they never go back to ask why this business is no longer producing. They are giving birth to the children which they cannot sustain.
Mm-hmm.
Because for them, it's just to register, apparently, there is no coordination between the institution and the person who is opening the business, just to understand. Why this person is no longer?
It's no longer operational. It's no longer coming back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on the what? Because between even the Minister of Trade, the Minister of Youth, whatever, and them, there's no link. There's no link. When we come to the local authority, for you to understand things, you need data. You need the people, the small scale people, all the people, SMEs, you need them. You need the data, you need to understand who is this person who is operating what, what is this person is selling. You see? Then you see the consistency of this person. Sometimes you do these things but you are not asking anything. You wanted to say, okay, how many profit this person maybe is making, you know? You need to understand this. So you need to continue till you see the type of training that these people need. So that you see that, okay, now, if I have all these people here who are selling kapana, and this woman has been here for, you know, Matara, they have been there. Do you want this person to be reminded there over and over? Can they not? Number one, you are not building new Matara.
Yeah.
Number one, the same people have been there all along. Can they not give the opportunity for other people? But how are you going to give that they are going to give opportunity for others? It's when you remove them, give them some opportunities. Because you have trained them, you engage them.
I think now we are agreeing on, because I used to do research, especially with these smaller businesses who are at the incubation center, because when you are in an incubation center, you are protected. They are at an incubation center, they are receiving training, some are also receiving some startup fundings. But you find these people are so scared to go out to the main market because there's no safety there. That's why you find an SME in an incubation center for 10 years. Because that's the only way that they are going to be protected. But you're asking yourself to say, why can't we do that to that who are growing up so that we can compete with this, bigger institution? Because I would be surprised that African Continental Free Trade Area would be an opportunity from somebody from outside to get money again.
That's what I said. For them, protectionism, because when these people give this opportunity, even the start of capital and something, from them, you just keep fight. You never follow them anymore. Because it's like you are not grooming them up so that they can also start competing with outside. They are only see protection when they are in that market. Because there's nothing happening. Because instead of saying, look, all the people who were the tailor people, if you could have now trained them all along, can't you not do? Do you think they cannot do?
No, they can operate. I don't know where is that growth at home strategy is, because it was presented, I think, by Meme Rusia Ipumbu. At one point, she was indicating to say every region must have somebody who produce.
Ipumbu says we must understand this thing. Sometimes we borrow this concept, we don't understand them. This is dangerous.
No. I think we are together. We are together.
Let me tell you. Okay. The danger that we have.
Yeah.
We have people who are borrowing gossip, which we, that's why we have a lot of gossip in this country. It never work. Why? Because we never localize them to under, to put language, understanding and knowledge to it, so that people understand it from a native.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So we never. We just this concept that we borrow it.
Mm-hmm.
We never. That's why even when we brought in the concept of outsourcing, outsourcing is the one that bring tenders in this country.
Mm-hmm.
The tendering system was brought by the system of outsourcing. But you know where it came from.
Mm.
Because when the white system was moving out in, to pave the way for the black, they said, no, where are we? Because they were owner of everything, black were not out there.
Mm.
Now, when you see the administration back then, it was like a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
The government used to do everything. You understand?
Yeah.
Even the private people were there. That's why I say you have the government garage and the so minister of work and transport that do roads, have come that do roads in Mesho.
Uh-huh.
Then the maintaining building, constructing government building and renovating them and everything. Now what happened?
Mm-hmm. Even constructions of high schools and secondary school, most of them, you look at the north, there are still good structures there.
Let me tell you, look, what happened? When these people move out,
yeah,
when they say, no, the black administration coming in,
mm-hmm,
they brought to you the concept of outsourcing. Then outsourcing give birth to what? Tendering.
Tenderpreneurs.
That's why you have government.
Just hold on.
Großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben ganz neue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia-Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unserem speziellen Abonnementplänen. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
Yes, let's continue. 5 minutes, then we can proceed with the conversation.
Yeah, therefore,
yeah,
when we look at the protectionism,
yeah,
we must also sometimes see from finance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you take even Minister Agribank.
Mm-hmm.
It's our own. There's nothing there because there are two sources of funder. Now, as you are speaking, you can go to the government,
mm-hmm,
institution, Agribank, or you go to commercial.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see the, most of the principle of a commercial bank is the same as with Agribank.
Mm-hmm.
And people are also taking advantage that they are not paying back.
Yeah, I think I was speaking this with Iskan Jengo, was discussing about it, especially a lot of loans not paid.
But when you differ with them politically and you have that loan, did you know the comrades, they just own this thing? And now I'm telling you, you take a loan, you are not paying. But yeah, when you differ with them politically, they pull out your
document.
Your document that you owe.
Yeah, I've seen that. But why is it like that?
Because it's used as a political tool to control. In this politics, mm-hmm, they want to tie you to something so that you cannot speak.
Mm-hmm. No, I have seen it. You are correct.
Now,
If
one day, but also we need,
mm-hmm,
maybe our parliamentarian to ask, we want to see all the depth of all the people who own agribusiness. You will see majority of them are just like that.
But they were having this, I remember there was a time, I don't know, they have this thing of client privilege that is put there, but you don't know where documents are coming from after, you know, somebody.
That's why we are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is somebody who is abusing the state office there, his office power. Because, mm-hmm, if they want to hunt you, they can hunt you from that one. That's why I said that I met in Zambedi maybe a month ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
I met a guy, I think it's the tailor also.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, now we are in material in Zambia, they are very cheap.
Mm-hmm.
They are very cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But Zinduk, they are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to Zambia, Namra is going to kill you.
then you pay.
You know, they kill you with text. When you go to Vindu, transport and everything is good. Now, mm-hmm. But we are asking, because Namra did not understand, these are children
mm-hmm.
who are still growing. They don't know anything here. Because if you have registered them, you see the type of business that they are doing and also the profit that they are making.
Mm.
You need the standard to say, look, you need a period of 10 years.
Grow.
We have you all this privilege and something,
mm.
even the press to operate and something.
Mm.
And when you see that guy, he does not even have a proper structure where he's playing.
Mm.
He doesn't have land.
Mm.
But this is the person, but I said, look, what is this now? Because the people who have the knowledge to produce,
mm.
they are not being supported. What the hell?
I hear you.
SME places like now, you are saying now, if the Namra, our Minister of Trade
mm.
and the Finance could understand this concept of this, because these are the people who are producing. Now this guy saying, now I have knowledge. I mm. could train even kids for in Nigeria internship. Amount.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Now how now Mokambasu get there?
Okay. Let's get one advice, and we will see what other has to say, especially with this. What do you think need to be done? Two points that need to be done. You said you spoke about given enough period.
That's what I'm saying. You, let's just understand the concept of protagonism
from,
and have the correct data. The reason we are failing
mm-hmm.
because we are making decisions without data.
We are guessing.
If data are there, they are not correct. If they are correct, they are not accurate. If they are correct, they are not correct.
If they are correct, they are not given on time. Okay. Thank you.
What do you need to understand?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Alright, you can still come back. Yes, thank you for the caller. And, he made our topic very easier. Because he simplified to us to say, if you are speaking about protectionism, which I was trying to find a way on how to bring it to the people. He said, let us define protectionism from a native point of view. To say, if the hen is with the chicks, she has to protect until to the point where they have power, also to assist her when she's no more able to provide for them. Now, in terms of business, Namibia, when we got independence, we developed a principle of a mixed economy. However, our ideologies of economy and theories of economics are so contradictory. That is why you find economists are arguing at the platform. They may have gone to the same school. They may have gone to the same university, but they are arguing at the platform because you know why? Because we find ourselves at a point where the economic theories and economic principles that we are using, they are not of our own making. That is why when it comes to concept of free trade, we look outside, we accommodate everybody to come until to the point where an international institution can also come and do things that were supposed to be done by smaller businesses. Now, the concept of protectionism should be understood very clearly to say it's not against the operation of international institution or international companies in Namibia. The concept of protectionism to say we did not start at the same level. You cannot put a lightweight with a heavyweight. I cannot take, for example, the hitman Moses. I know, I think he's retired now. Just for example. With Tyson Fury in the ring. They might be all professional boxers, but they are not of the same weight. But in terms of the economy, the same principles apply. To say, let me protect my children so they can stand on their own, so that they, when they meet others who have experience, then they can survive. So that's why in when you look into, go to any incubator center, take a record, just take, go to any business incubation center, go to any town in Namibia with, at the business incubation center. Look at the record for the past 10 years. How many of those SMEs? And you come and prove me wrong. Just go to any incubation center. Because these SMEs are mentored, some are over-mentored, some are given funds, some are given assistance, some are given investment, but how many of them took off and survived in the real market? How many of them? Then you come back to me and prove me wrong. Hello?
Yes, your worship.
No. Those titles are being, how you say?
Fine, thank you. Good morning.
Well, how are you?
It's a length discussion.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm going to summarize my point.
Okay.
So, yes, it's true. I agree that there is, and that's the reason why when some of these entities who are authorized to regulate the import and export, the goods, especially those goods that come in the country.
Mm.
You hear that sometimes they put some kind of limitation.
Mm.
This agronomic, this, what is this organization?
Agronomic board that does that. I think with agronomic there, we can also, I think they are doing well on
they
that part.
They are just doing it in all the products.
They are doing well in that.
In many services. What is that? Is that not to protect the infant industry? No, that's the answer. So you protect the industry, the infant one that you are referring to as chicken or chicks or whatever.
Yeah.
And the reason why they are putting that one is because they want you to get developed to the level where you can compete. Because even within the country here, within our domestic economy,
okay.
We also have companies that can really kill others. Do you understand? So if, for example, you allow A, and then you say fine, B must be protected, and you are also going to violate some of these economic principles.
Okay, look, when you give an example of agronomic board, because protectionism does not only mean build the wall so that I can be safe, but you build the wall so that you feed me and you also train me for difficult times. Because now, when I want you to take time, and look at this one document which my colleague Loisa Shime likes to read, especially updated to say we need this potato, or we are putting we are putting a blockage to green paper and all these things. But look at the thread of that, that document every month. You realize to say you open this month, next month you are already allowing them to come in because what is inside is not,
you cannot supply, you cannot satisfy the market.
Yeah, because who are inside are not boosted. That is where the problem is. Because,
there is a capacity building mechanism that is going all over. But if I realize that yes, your capacity, your capability is not at the level where you can supply and consistently supply this kind of product or service. Obviously, I have to limit and say, okay, let's allow this this quota, this percentage to come in.
Yeah.
Because people will then suffer. Because we don't have the capacity. But most of those people, like I can give you an example of, say, Lamatex.
Yeah.
Most of the people who were there at Lamatex, they were trained inside here, and when Lamatex opened, they were also trained because so that they could meet the demand. So the capacity building is ongoing. I'm not going to dwell much on that one. I'm just going to tell you that there are also some of these economists are saying and theorists are saying, no, it's not good to protect. I've heard them saying here in this platform here. There's no need for protection. But we are saying that there is also a need to protect the infant industry within the country to a certain level so that they can grow or they are not going to be swallowed up. So this one is a mechanism that is ongoing. So the other thing is that Well, forget.
Ongoing at what level of efficiency?
Excuse me?
Ongoing at what level of efficiency?
Provided you can now see that, yes, these ones, they are at the level where they can compete with this one. If you give an example of the potatoes, for example, if you discover that, yes, this time around, we can have these people who are providing the product into supplying this product into this all these markets and things like that. And now, if you find out that they are no longer able to supply, there will be a shortage of some product, then you allow, you reduce the whatever the limitation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can allow these quotas, you can do this thing, but you cannot just allow the whole market to be flooded by things from outside, and where you have some people who are producing inside, and they will be suffocated. I mean, they will die off.
Mm.
So that's how it works. That's how economic works. Whether it's a political economy.
Are you disagreeing with what the previous caller have said?
Not in all areas. I'm saying that yes.
Which area are you not agreeing with?
I'm saying that the monopoly, for example, you cannot have the, because even within here, we also have companies that can monopolize the market. That can monopolize the market, which is not a good thing.
Which one?
So I'm not going to give you an example, I mean, the specific name.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you that within our domestic market here, there can also be a company, local company, that can kill other local companies.
Hold on.
Great news. Import just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Yes. 2 minutes. You said you were going to conclude.
2 minutes. You were giving somebody 20 minutes. You want to give me 5 minutes.
Come again?
You are giving people 20 minutes now. You want to give me 5 minutes? Yeah.
You said you were going to summarize when you call
I'm
in.
I'm summarizing on that point, but now I'm moving to my point.
Yeah, but
and I'm not even take more than 3 minutes anyway.
No.
Somebody that I'm giving, I think it's enough.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that the market is a mixed economy. The reason why it's a mixed economy is to understand it from both sides.
Okay. Yeah.
So you have the capitalist there, you have this other one here, you have this other one here, you can all come in.
Yeah.
But when you are coming in, it does not mean that you should now come in and allow the local company to be killed in that process. That's why you have to regulate it. So you regulate and say, and even the statistics are there. Are you not producing some of this data from those institutions? If you look at from the country, from the time when you got independence, what statistics were they available there? You find out that the whole structure of this department, in fact, there was not even a government here. I hope you know that. It was just in a colonial administration kind of a thing.
Was colonial administration not a government?
No, it was not a government. It was an administration run from South Africa. And they just put some department here and there. When we came in here, the whole structure, they were not black. Most of the structures, department, they were not black. Colored and white. And people were trained to take over those the government. That's why you see how the government is running. It wasn't there. Even the rules and the laws, you know already.
Indeed.
So these are the things. So you protect the infant industry. When you see now that here in this area, in this sector, there is sufficient kind of capacity, and if it is, because the market is determined by demand and supply, so you cannot just say, no, let's just protect, and tomorrow or next tomorrow, people are not even able to access or to have products or services in the market. Then what are you doing? Are the people not going to demonstrate? Even the companies.
I hear you.
Cool.
All right. Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop. We are discussing the issues of protectionism, especially in terms of can be the ideas, it can be the business themselves, and it can also be the way we think, especially when we industrialize, because we are saying, when you look at, when you listen to our, leaders, when you listen to our leaders, when you also listen to, you know, business, you know, persons, you realize to say, in some cases, you are also asking yourself to say, how are we going to support our own people? How are we going to, what is it really correct to have meme? Because we always give an example of selling fat cake. We think fat cake is an easy thing. But if you are asking yourself, there's somebody who have been selling Kapana for, I mean fat cake for 15 years, then is that person, have that person really tried to look at the ingredients that are being used to come up with that fat cake? Where are those ingredients coming from? Can we go beyond that? Can we go from owning one bucket of fat cakes to a bakery? Can we connect that? And also look at the incubation center, the aspect of data. Data have been at the center of every development. Why do you think Mercedes-Benz, Meta, Facebook, Twitter, Toyota, and you look at Fortune 500 companies, we compare with what's happening around the world to see their strength is data, because with them, everything has to be calculated. Everything has to be known where it is. Qualities have to be, measured. Capacity have to be evaluated. That's why when you have data, it's easier for you to look at, to say, man, why are we over mentoring entrepreneurs? Look around a lot of Namibians, entrepreneurs. I've seen a lot of young people, especially those who are in entrepreneurship. There are those who are doing very, very well. But even them themselves are telling you to say, yes, at an incubation center, we are being over mentored. We are being over mentored and you are supported while you are there. But when you come to the real industry, there are limitations that, you're only going to reach at a certain level. And now, the other thing also that we should discuss, especially when somebody speak of agricultural products, if you want to understand, and Emilia always giving this information, which is quite very good, but somebody may also be wondering to say, when those information are being given, are they explained to a native language? That's why I got a point today, especially when the caller said, simplify things so that people understand. What does it mean when the monthly leaflet is indicating to say there is only 50% of, green paper which is allowed to come into Namibia? What does it mean to farmers? What does it mean? Have somebody put on those records together and compare for the past 5 years in terms of how agronomic board, for example, have been presenting their data, and which month we are more likely to have a blockage within certain products, and what is that which we need to produce within that, and how do we come to the point of completely not depending on the outside, especially in feeding our 3 million population, or we are just going to continue like this? Why should I go and buy a uniform somewhere else, where my mother is able to come up with that uniform, where there is local shoes producers at local shoe manufacturers. Why can't we have every region to have somebody who is producing uniforms to all those schools? Even to private schools. Why can't we do that? Even shoes. Where are these stuff is made from, if I have to ask questions? Can we not make shoes? Are we not able to make shoes? And we are speaking about 2030, but we are not protecting those small businesses that they can come and support us. It can happen in any industry. Good morning.
Just give me 2 minutes. You know, let's understand this protestation from by political point of view. You know, the issue of EU and this, Namibian this.
Yeah.
Why they have to put all those conditions for Namibian beef?
Namibian what?
It's because of the European Union.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why they have to put all those conditions for Namibian beef? It's protectionism. Why the issue of the red line?
It's protectionism. It's entirely protectionism. Yeah, entirely.
Now, when we talk of concept of now monopoly,
yeah,
monopoly now is coming through sharehold. This is how they sell up the local company. They come in, invest in a local company, and they put money. Then they make sure they have more shares. If you are the owner of the company, and these people bring in 70% investment, then you only have 30. Who is the owner of the company then?
Obviously somebody who has more shares.
So then what now?
You are owned.
This is what we need to understand when we come monopoly and protectionism. Because the whole concept of a red line is that protectionism of what?
Of business.
European market.
Yeah.
European market.
Simple.
But because you cannot sell without passing their rules. And that is protectionism.
But we have open rules. We are open to everything. That's why when it's coming to dumping of products, that one we speak about it, but we see it everywhere.
Tara, the problem after we talk instead of doing. Because they say you don't need protectionism. The economists now, because they are protecting their market, their monopoly.
Yeah.
But in reality, through laws and whatever, they are doing protectionism.
And you can see it.
Yeah, that's why we say that when you are in a trade, in the marketing, you will never, the issue of reciprocal is always there. If this person is putting this issue here,
why are you not doing
it? Because of that shit, the thing that you like, why you like it, but you think other doesn't like it.
I see where you come from. I see it.
That's a reciprocal, that's where it's coming. When in a nutshell now, when we talk of protectionism, we need to identify the winners. Then the winners, you put them in the category. Who are the first winners, second category, and the lower, those are the, who start even today. Get data from them. From there, do financing, capacity building on the training. Then you do graduation.
Then you monitor.
I know these people, you monitor. This person cannot graduate.
No, I was asking, it's an adult baby.
Yeah. Boys,
even those who are younger than them.
Yeah, they're just saying boys. Why? Because I don't know, these are children. You know, it came from Tusene. Okaani akani goshimi na karambwe.
Oh.
It always need the permission of the
adult,
parent, or the elder. Now the white are the elder now. That is the whole concept of society. Don't mind the Ganesha names. That's why even when these black people were challenged, I have seen an interview where. This concept to say, look, but why Africa is not developing? But Africa has all the professors.
No, in Africa, everyone is a professor.
Yeah, people who were in a better university, they passed with some ladies in all ways, but they are not. But they say no. They cannot think beyond what we teach them to think. Because of whatever education they are there, they are talking. It's us who teach them.
But there are only sometimes things which must offend us, must also teach us something. We cannot even fight against that because that is what we are doing.
Ah, you know why?
Yeah.
Because the current academic education that we have in this country does not teach, compare, and contrast the native and the modern.
That does not teach us how to think also.
Our parents cannot teach uno near or no home. The skill from the school, because there is a gap. There is a gap. It has nothing to do with the Omapungu, Makunde, Mahangu, Gagari.
Is somewhere in Australia.
These are the challenges that we have with the modern education.
No, I hear you.
They cannot think beyond me. We Oshashi, Chilmogus, Narekuja, they Erongo Nashi, Shostigon, Erongo, the Horong was Koraka, the Nokon, the Contrast, Nandeke Shironga, Nino Bese.
Yeah. No,
the reason you see me reasoning like that, if I was a teacher, I would lecture, I would be a better lecturer.
It's true. No, I hear you because you challenge the modern or what is accepted, but it's not working. And that thing
because
must,
as we are supposed to develop a better strategy, a better model.
Very good.
Our modern way of doing things. The modern technology, how to advance ours.
Yeah.
But they go to advance
ours.
Simple. Mara say, what did we do? Nothing. What had to call it? I na irumbu. Marita tu ita people that guy I only and I have to speak this with confidence. Irumunga spectacular technology.
Yeah.
Mara ngo tashia social science.
Yeah.
Kirumbu to kulongo si masi maje. No. The kulongara opposite. Chitekurongo, tacho so tokara to the organic food, you take tati tata mikoto ji ojemo. Chitekurongo, you kuna monopoly.
You kuna free market.
You take discouraging a monopoly and protectionism. Whatever. Ne video je no te kurombere ko chahawe kare ni muriko komo nari aruze inojet. Kurongo only on technology. Technology natango ne wasa dupo pinge. Where these data are going?
Who own them? Who own our data?
Chita tupo bibe isenge data ni nadi pe. Oto waharo jo dungwa kiri tingo da oshi machino keno opa ovai.
No, we don't have data centers in Namibia that owned by a local. There are few.
Nende uka rengo ka inaha oshi o technology ai irongo vite nao takere. So oto protectionism aiti onuwe ea kono system kono protectionism over it. Okuno monopoly over control the whole system. Chiro ongere ngwe when you osha shondu ina nukuri danonto. Okovuru kuta moyo the Hawaii guy. Okali aronga aipera mo then he
Yeah.
You see, now he put up a very fighting competition with Apple.
At the highest level.
Americans, they don't even want the Hawaii.
Mm.
The product in their country, because I don't know, Chinese, they are spying through us.
Mm-hmm. Why are you scared of something that you did not do?
From native point of view. Now, this one. How can we improve efficiency on our own?
How do we advance Oshima? Do we advance in that we market?
That is the technology that you need. Ofukare uironge nangwe kuningomboro to yo mahangu ni jaja. So
no, you are right. That's why in mathematics, when we were taught this circumference of a pie or a circle, we were given example of pizza. But why are you not using Oshima if it's also a circle? Somehow we did not know pizza until we come to towns.
My dear.
And the many other examples that is being given. Then you depend on pharmaceutical companies for the whole life. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. 36 minutes by the hour 7. We are discussing protectionism. We are discussing our ideas and thinking. And if something does not offend you, it will not change you. Because you need to be offended for you to develop. You need to feel pain. You need to realize that we are not thinking correctly. And until we come to the point where our leaders, our academic leaders, understand that there is something that we did not do right, we will not solve our problems. And the other thing that the caller have mentioned is the aspect of, compare and contrast. And also the aspect of learning something in your native language, because if you with language, there is always a culture, because when somebody, the linguist will be able to tell you that those who study language, they also study and inherit the culture. But if we discuss about issues, there was a time one activist was giving an example to say why our kids are being taught examples of ice creams at schools if they only start seeing ice cream when they go to towns. All those things. That's why the aspect of protectionism must go beyond the simple definition, the simple economic definition. When somebody is saying, you must protect your children until to the point where they can be able to see lives, when they can be able also to to see which one is danger. And the thing of putting a heavyweight with a lightweight in one ring and you expect the lightweight to win. And if the lightweight is beaten one jab down, you think it's not effective enough. Those are the conversations that we need to expand. And these are the ideas that we would like to give out there to see what can we do better. Not only in terms of business, in terms of thinking. What can we do better? And also, what can we learn from the past failures? Because we have records of failing. We have records of not upgrading, not growing. We have records of, I must be able to understand, and I'm sure about this. There's nobody who is happy selling one product for the rest of his or her life. But situation in life put these people in that corner. But if our government, if our own people, we are not, especially the leaders, are not able to think about these things, we will continue to speak, and we will continue to point each other fingers. If the incoming councillors do not understand protectionism, so that when they go to national council, so that they go to public meetings, they defend the vendors. Why do you think vendors are running? Somebody stated the other time to say, when they are chasing vendors from the CBD, they are chasing Namibian products out of the market, which is quite true, because we don't understand the whole system. We are only actors to serve the master that we do not even know. But why? How do we deal with issues of poverty if we cannot protect those who are running the economy from the ground? If we cannot use our own thinking? Because it also has to go back to education to say, what economic theories are we using? If we are using reciprocal or reciprocity, when somebody gave you 30%, why are you not doing it? What are you scared of? And why do we depend much in the outside? What can we do to break that chain? And also to coexist, because new ways of thinking does not mean you chase away your developmental partners, but you make them understand that you also have a game plan. Because it's not correct. And looking at a country like Malawi, country like Senegal, these countries is run by most educated people, professors of international law, economic laws, but the countries still depend on donors. And these are the question is that, have we thought beyond the classroom? So the time is 40 minutes past the hour of 7. We have around 20 minutes before we give the mic to the big mic to unpack the day. Let us pick up the caller and also see what can we contribute to this conversation, particularly when we speak about protecting of smaller businesses, for us not to have adult babies still in incubation center, scared of going out to the real market because nobody's protecting them. So let's take the call and see. Okay, you can call back. You can still continue. You can call back at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Good morning.
Hey, Jombe.
Yes, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm well.
Rapana.
Chendenga. Otherwise?
No, it's good.
Yeah.
And let me comment the previous caller.
Yeah.
It's one of the guys that I know very well. Lazar.
Yeah.
Yeah, what he has pointed out is it carries weight in terms of what we are actually talking about. People jump to follow or either to do things because they just heard it from somebody else. So, if for example, the concept of a private partnerships.
Yeah.
People does not understand that.
Mm.
That already is open a door for free market. Because it means an outsider from Israel, from America, with enough money can come up and make and come up with the projects of buy the whole land here in Windhoek and service it and sell it.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to understand or what you need to take away from this one is that businesses,
mm-hmm.
there is a difference between a private sector
mm-hmm.
and a government and a government entities.
Mm-hmm.
Government entities is to help the government or the state to avail services or to deliver services.
Mm-hmm.
The most important, the most interest is when it comes to a private sector
mm-hmm.
is profit.
Yeah.
They are driven by profit.
Yeah.
Now, and this is where you even see here in Namibia, here in Windhoek,
mm-hmm.
the land has become very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see, the concept of private partnerships, people, they don't understand it, that a government, you are taking away the responsibilities of the government for availing services using government resources or the state resources in order for them
to
benefit them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't understand why people does not understand this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what created the backlogs of housing in Namibia.
Until now.
Because everything is profit-driven.
Mm-hmm. Everything is business.
What government used to do,
yeah.
a central government have to fund the local authorities.
Yeah.
The local authorities service the land using the state fund.
Then people build.
Then they give then people build.
Just hold on, hold on.
Save the date for November 26, 2025, when all registered voters head to the polls for the regional councils and local authorities elections. Your voice matters, and your vote is your voice. Head to your nearest polling station and elect your leaders. Remember, every vote counts. Get involved. Put your voice in the box. Vote on November 26, 2025.
When life gifts you a washing machine that just quit, take control with Express Credit. Borrow up to $32,000. Same day approval. Visit www.expresscredit.com.na or SMS gift to 32274.
Yes, let's continue. See, yeah.
The local authorities only have to make profits when they, what they're supposed to do, what, the law, what is up before they change it,
mm-hmm.
they only make use of the utility fees, the rate and taxes,
mm-hmm.
and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that money, they put it together, and then they draw up their budget. Once they find out that their budget is not enough of what they intend to do, depending on what people's, depending on the application submitted by the local now, by those that live in that town,
mm-hmm.
they will have to send a letter to the central government and say, look, this is the budget we have,
yeah.
and we have a deficit. Can you fund us? Because that yeah. is what the government is supposed to do.
They boost.
Not, yeah, they boost.
Mm.
Not getting somebody from China and put money there. Obviously, I would want, if I put my 20,000 there, I would want to have a 27,000 profit.
And people want to make money, yeah.
Yeah, and people want to make money.
I hear you. No, there's always an issue of property developers and the local authority. There's always an issue there, and citizens, there's always an issue.
You see, yeah. this you find it. You see, this is where I say it.
Mm-hmm.
It is impossible when you have a leader.
Mm-hmm.
The backlog of failure, that where we come from,
mm-hmm.
completely failure.
Mm-hmm.
When we just went out of the system. You know, I know there is something that I have always spoken when I was very small, but I have observed. And then when I grow up, I actually find out and trying to find out exactly what system was that the Guru Sema Nyoma was using.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the person who has really laid the foundations of these countries. If we could have followed on that rail of that train that he has actually set up, we could have been far away. You see?
We can still go back to his plan.
He had a system of protectionisms.
Yeah.
Of local protectionisms.
Mm.
Whereby he said, somebody from wherever he comes up with a skill that is actually needed that we don't have in our country can then be used by the government or by a private sector, but is not allowed to open a company of his own.
Mm-hmm.
It will only be, you see, that was already a protectionism system because he knows Namibia cannot compete in the nationals. Given the system that we are under with, you see, the system of democracy is a system of how do we call it? The fitness of the jungles, you see, that is how it's made because
survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest. It's a capitalism system, and then capitalism systems you find monopoly system.
You see,
that's why now America is now actually seeing that they are actually losing gravities of dominance around the world. What does Trump do?
Protect.
Trump develops a policy of tariffs to protect their interest. You see?
Yeah.
It takes you there. That is how they see now, okay, now we are actually losing.
Mm.
What are we doing?
Impose tariffs.
We impose them with tariffs.
And they understand his game very well.
But the thing is that now he's actually failing. His system is failing because he has to retract the 50%, especially when it's come to China. You have to retract because the Chinese are well equipped. And this is where I said, look, these countries that were actually isolated, they are much more developed and much more advanced in every aspect of economy or life than the so-called the free world of democracy.
I'm also surprised to look at, you know, Zimbabwe can have many challenges, but the records are showing recovery to say, how come you start recovering outside the capitalism, which was blocking you all the ways? Even African Development Bank did not want to give Zimbabwe money, and people do not know about this, but it started recovering now. And you're asking yourself to say, what strategy have you used, even if you have sanctions? But we have the same point. We are together, especially when you speak about the founding father's policies, because with him, he had his own way. Look at, his investment in education. His focus was more on science and technology because he realized that Namibia there is lacking.
Yeah. And things that has to do with mine.
Yeah. And geologists and all geology. Those things. Yeah.
That was his dream.
Yeah.
You see, so, then comes the technocrat. They change everything. We, under him, we have to proclaim a lot of towns, and most of them, they were actually growing. And certain companies that somehow carries the weight of these countries today, private company that were actually being protected by that system. I can just give you the Cambras, the Chicos, you see, the Benz, you see, those are companies that carries even this Legal Shield, Trascos, was one of the company that was actually found under Sam Nujoma's cabinet. There has been a protection. Now today it cannot compete because a lot of insurances, companies and financial institutions has been actually set up to compete. They were allowed to compete with that. And that's why you see these companies are actually now going down. Because like he said that a chicken knows how to set a protection of their hand,
their cheeks.
Of their cheeks.
Until to the point
And that is what the government was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, In terms of medicines, again, there he mentioned something very, very pertinent when it's come to the health systems in Africa. You know, it has been also dominance by the Western, and the Western's prime interest was to make money and not to save life or to have the world health. You know, I've sent you that link.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
must follow that man and find out exactly what is happening now.
I'm reading. You must keep sending. I'm reading. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see, I think it's time that we somehow go back and revisit what we have left behind and try and find out what is exactly is going to work for us. Because right now we are completely vessels. Our life just hanging in air. I have been telling people, I was one of the people who are actually mobilizing people or either creating awareness of people, telling them, look, these are vaccines that we are actually just comes up. No, there is what people must be vaccines. I am following, and once you find out, this is really worrisome, you know, whereby people wear vaccines in order to, the vaccines that small children get were actually meant to create chronic ill and generation to generation ill that are actually passed from one generation to one generation. And that's how the things were. And you find these people who think they understand. You see, these are autism and disorders and chronic ills are things that were purposely created. Who is there to protect us?
Because the question also which came into my mind to say, are the diseases that we have now in Africa existed, let me say, 100 years ago? And sometimes you get scared. You go to a hospital.
Talk even in the 90s.
Yeah.
In the 90s, I mean in the 80s. In the 80s, I have never heard of somebody died of cancer. A black person.
Now cancer, even somebody who is 20, who is 15 years, we find with cancer.
Yeah, because it's a transmitted disease created by that's why they say they are so smart. That's why they say if your mother died of cancer, then it's likely for you to die of cancer because it's something that has been created years and years to generation to generation.
Now what do we need to do to go back, do our own research, or what do we need to do? Because especially in that area, do we need to invest more in medicinal research, or we need a testing system? Because we have less control. We don't have medical professionals
The system that we are having is a protected system. Once you are there, you have to comply with each and every
step.
That is there. Even in terms of financials. And this is where Russell was talking about people having degrees and something, but they are unable to come up with something, PhD and all those things. The system also is completely, does not hold water for us because you cannot have a machine that you somehow use, but it gives you less product. Or you cannot have an employer that does not give you, that gives you less product. It doesn't work like that. These systems that we are actually having, the education system, what we have to take away from here, it's only to read and understand. But when it comes to practically building,
we need to do it
differently. Even in terms of, we can conclude that you have what in finance and what when it comes to money. You can't control that because it's already controlled on the other side. Who get to decide that the repo rate must be increased? It's not our central bank. No.
Okay, we have 3 minutes. We have 3 minutes.
Yeah,
We
have to go back to that system of that Kuruse Manuyoma that he was having. That was a very good leadership. But the problem is that how do you go there while you are being held hostages? Because the problems comes in when you borrow. Once you borrow money, That is where the problem comes in.
Then you
have these mechanisms of holding you hostage.
Mm.
You have to comply. Free market comply, you owe us. What comply, you owe us.
Militaries comply,
you owe us. And finish.
Then you are done.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we say we have to move away from this one and go and join BRICS.
Okay, you are still standing at that point. I think we are still about waiting to see, but thank you, Ne.
Very good.
All right. Thank you very much. And that will bring us to almost the end of our conversation, especially when you speak about protectionism. However, make sure that you have access to the Villager newspaper. Make sure that you have access to the Villager newspaper, because with the Villager newspaper, that is where you'll be able to get your content in context of what is happening, especially when it's coming to affairs of development and also affairs of economic development. When you look at on top of the page of the Villager newspaper, you'll be able also to see the article which has to do with Communication Regulatory Authority, especially when it comes to non-compliant telecommunication device, not welcome. To say some of the telecommunication device are not welcome. That's why there need to be quality check, and also to see what is the contribution of these devices, especially to advancement of technology in the country. And also in terms of, some communication devices, they come with different intentions. That's why there is always an aspect of quality check and all those important things, particularly when it's coming to using of devices. So, when you look at page 3 of the Villager newspaper, be able to look at University of Avicia application, 2026 application, especially those who want to do masters in public health, the nurses, doctors, and paramedics too. Those who want to study, go to school and study. Don't study to obtain the qualification. That is number one. Study to get understanding, and also study to learn how to think. Because if you have a master's in public health and your research is not contributing anything, you did not just waste your time, you have wasted the resources of the institution and also the country. But go to a master's in public health, areas of specialization such as maternal child health, public health nutrition, mental health and well-being, food safety management, sustainable solid waste management, innovation approach and pharmaceutical public health, drug regulations, child protection and adolescent health, violence prevention and intervention. And the other aspect is mineral royalty base sinking fund to reduce borrowing suggested. Go and look at the article by Matthias Angala and Inomenua Vari Angala. You look at the NHG launched 13.2 million housing project in Kurenkuru. The housing project there in Kurenkuru. Go and check where are they built. What is the target, household? And also, can also check affordability. And presidents and also, COP 30. Understand that President also attended COP 30. That is a global climate conference. Then you look at the weekend boxing article. But yeah, for more information, read the Villager newspaper. And with this, I'm going to hand over the mic to Ondangwa, to Big Mike, to unpack the day. From me, David Shombe, bye-bye, and have a good week ahead of you. Do the best as you can, and sharp.